Donald Trump participates in moment of silence with 9/11 families at the White House. By Charlie Spiring on September 11, 2019. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump held a moment of silence Wednesday in commemoration of the lives lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. The President and First Lady exited the White House and stood briefly on the East Lawn as a bell chimed three times. Bowing their heads and clasping their hands, they remained silent for a moment. The pause of silence began at 8:46 a.m. EDT, the time the first plane, American Airlines Flight 11, struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. White House staff and family members of those lost in the attacks joined them. Following the moment of silence, the military played taps before the President and First Lady returned to the White House. Here is a list of the families of 9/11 victims present for the moment of silence. Kathy Ashton, mother of Tommy Ashton, North Tower 95th floor. John Ashton, father of Tommy Ashton, North Tower 95th floor. Gail Eagleson, wife of Bruce Eagleson, Westfield Mall manager, last seen assisting Port Authority police. Brett Eagleson, son of Bruce Eagleson, Westfield Mall manager, last seen assisting Port Authority police. Lisa Friedman, wife of Andrew Friedman, North Tower 92nd floor. Chris Gansey, son of Peter J. Gansey, FDNY chief of department. Patricia Kellett, wife of Joe Kellett, North Tower. Kathy Wisniewski, wife of Alan Wisniewski, North Tower. Alice Hoagland, mother of Mark Bingham, hero of Flight 93. Laureen Solito, mother of Matthew Solito, North Tower. Terry Strada, mother of Tom Strada, North Town 104th floor. Caitlin Strads, daughter of Tom Strada, North Town 104th floor. Deborah Burlingame, sister of Captain Sheik Burlingame, pilot of AA-77, Pentagon. Deborah Ann Basham, wife of Todd Rank, North Tower, 104th floor. Survivors. Tim Frolick, survivor, South Tower 80th floor. Sharon Premily, survivor, North Tower 80th floor. Retired law enforcement. Ken Williams, FBI, author of the Phoenix Memo, now working for 9/11 families. Bassem Youssef, FBI, now working for 9/11 families. The President will address the country at a 9/11 memorial ceremony at the Pentagon later Wednesday.